Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today I have Lauren, Sharpie, Chris, and Steve. Welcome.
Hello.
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 Howdy.
Chris.
Hello.
She's a little distracted by the
cat. I'm petting this awesome kitty cat.
Okay. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the Mouse Chat meetup that we just had.
Yay!
I know, we just got back from Disney World.
Yes, we just got back. And we're in the humdrum routine of life.
I was
again.
Happy to come home. I'm kidding.
That can be taken a couple of ways.
No, it was an awesome, short trip, which I think we proved that you can do two nights at Disney and drive on back. It's
yeah.
Awesome.
Well, we drove out there and had the two nights and drove back. And
well,
so it was a lot of driving.
But the other, Sharpie and Lauren flew. Not that that's important.
Okay.
I don't know where I'm going with this.
Okay. So we wanted to thank all of the listeners that came out. We had a lot of veteran listeners that we all knew and have grown to love. But we also got to meet some new listeners, which was great. So thank you to each and every one of you. We had a nice time. We started off with what?
We had the breakfast over at the Dinosaur Lounge.
That Dinosaur Lounge was
excellent.
Very cool. Lauren, tell us about that one.
The food was awesome. I think out of all the ones we've done, that was one of the better food menus and foods we've had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was really good.
The
and
menu.
The lounge itself was really cool.
Yeah.
You would never know it was there.
So it's right by the, it's part of the dinosaur ride.
Yeah. It's upstairs. It's above it.
Yeah. You go in a back way and you go up there and it's this, it's a business lounge or a cocktail lounge. It's a place where you can actually hold a meeting or a breakfast with probably up to 30 people or so. We had 25, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So you could definitely do 30. You could probably do another round. You could probably go up to 40. But
I
I'm
think
sure
it's up to 50.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, we could have booked
Yeah,
50.
The room's up to 50.
Okay. So it was a great size. It worked well for us. They put the food out buffet style. And adjacent to the area that we had, they had this little lounge area with chairs and
TV.
You could hang out. And they had this little bar area where they had the water set up. It was nice. It was actually very nice. I was impressed with it. Everything was lovely.
Yeah.
Can I just say that a friend of mine had to get married in there because her wedding was supposed to be outdoors. And it was too cold, so they moved it inside, and that's where they had it. And they loved it.
It's a great little place.
So, yeah, it's cute.
They did mention that, if you did have a meeting, you have to be aware that you could very well hear some roaring from the dinosaurs because the ride is literally on the other side of the wall. Fine with me.
Mm-hmm. It was neat because, like you said, there's a bar area, so if you wanted to do cocktails, you have a cocktail bar. Then you have a lounge area for that as well. And then you have all the AV equipment if you want to do like a business meeting presentation. And then you have the place to eat.
The whole thing was just, it was ideal. It was perfect.
Yeah. And it used to be the ride was sponsored by McDonald's. So it used to be McDonald's lounge. And it used to have all the yellows and reds and stuff in there. But they, since McDonald's is no longer the sponsor, they've completely redone that lounge. The carpet and everything has been... All
yeah, it's like
yellows.
A pale green.
Yeah.
No more cheeseburgers.
I liked they had a bathroom there, too.
Yeah.
Seriously. Because a lot of
the carpet actually looked like dinosaur skin.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah, so it was nice. And it was cool to see those little places that you normally would never get to go to at Disney.
Yeah, we got to go backstage just a teeny bit, which was not really that exciting.
No, it was just stairs.
Yeah.
But that was cool. So so we did the breakfast, and then we ended up going, before breakfast, you jumped the gun here. Steve, before breakfast?
We met to go to breakfast.
We did the
All right, Sharpie, help me out here.
We went on the safari first thing in the morning. We were second truck out of the station, which was awesome.
Yeah, so we booked first ride of the day as part of the package, so we got to go on the safari, did all that, and like Chris was saying, all the animals are out early in the morning, so we got to see quite a few animals.
They were all eating.
That was nice.
Yeah, and then You get your exercise from there, going all the way over to the Dinosaur Lounge, and you have a breakfast.
Yep.
And then we wrapped that up and did a scavenger hunt.
It was a good hunt. Good job, Lauren and Sharpie and Chris and Steve.
I didn't do anything. I'm going to admit it.
That's right.
I showed up.
You know, I had to throw your name in there because I didn't know if you contributed anything.
It's really generous. No, I don't do scavenger hunts, but I do sit there and smile.
Okay,
I didn't smile either. Sorry.
I think our fans, I think our listeners actually had a very good time seeking out all of the hidden gems.
They did. People love scavenger hunts. They really do.
They do.
We got a nice turnout. We got some really, really nice people.
Well, we had...
And I think...
I was going to say we had more people join us after the breakfast.
Yeah.
Well, and I can't blame them. It was, what, a $40 breakfast? They didn't want to pay that. That's fine.
Those are steep.
Yeah. But, you know.
You're paying for the venue.
You are.
Yeah. And the unique experience.
Right.
But with the scavenger hunt, we had 36 different items that people had to photo hunt throughout the park based on our very elusive and sometimes punny clues. For Sharps.
I think Animal Kingdom Park lends itself so well to a scavenger hunt because it is that park lives in the details.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the theming of each individual area. In some of the parks, you really have to look for that level of detail, but in Animal Kingdom, it's all over the place.
Pretty cool.
It's one of the best
staged
parks.
And I have to be honest, a lot of people were asking for next year for one in either Hollywood Studios or Epcot.
That'd be awesome.
Well, last year was Magic Kingdom. We did Animal Kingdom this year. And I think part of our reasoning behind doing Animal Kingdom, correct me if I'm wrong.
Was Sharpie.
Well, sure, it was Sharpie. But we wanted people to to gain an appreciation for that park because it's kind of underrated.
Yep.
I thought that was one of our goals. It was one of my goals.
I thought that was one of our goals.
Yeah.
Also to make Sharpie feel welcomed.
Was that what it was?
We're being generous.
Okay. Among my animal people.
Yes.
Ouch.
And there were several listeners that said, oh, every time you say how much you love Animal Kingdom, I'm with you. I love the Animal Kingdom too, so I know I'm not alone now.
Yeah, that's a special feeling, isn't it?
It is. It's like I'm a freak. I love this park.
No, you can love it all you want. No, it's a very detailed park that a lot of people don't appreciate.
Sharpie, can I ask you a question? Does your wife share your love of Animal Kingdom?
Actually, she does. We both have such a tremendous love of the animals, the Animal Kingdom. So, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's very sweet.
Lots of fun.
So, while the scavenger hunt was going on, we got an opportunity. Some of us got an opportunity. Actually, it was just Steve, Sharpie, Jesse, and I that went to Nemo. We went to the musical.
Yeah, the Finding Nemo. That's a good show.
Yeah, we were hoping to see Joe as Crush. He wasn't playing at that time. Bummer.
Yeah, one of our friends who's also a Pixie Vacations travel agent is in the Finding Nemo show, but we missed. We went to one of the earlier shows that day, and he was not on until later. So we'll have to go back.
Yeah. Oh, we will. We'll catch him. So, but we did that, and then we tallied up the score sheets and checked all the photos and graded the papers. And out of the 36, we did have a winning team, and it was veteran listener Mandy with our new meetups, Mike and Florence. So you guys did a great job.
Yeah, they got every question right. Is that
they got them all. They got all 36, and I thought there was no way. And some of them, they had to compromise.
They were tough.
Well, not to mention the construction that's going on has since we put this whole thing together,
covered up
the walls went up and covered up
one
or two of them. And they managed to find a new fitting answer for our riddle. That was pretty cool. But most people did well. We had someone with 36. Then we had
Jesse.
A 35. No.
Was it not Jesse? I thought Jesse was in second.
He was, but Mandy was 36.
Oh, okay.
And then Jesse was 35. And then we had a 30. It only went down to 32.
He told me if I mentioned his name, he would, you know, give me $5. So I had to.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Jesse, sorry. Jesse.
That's right.
I'm in on that. Okay. So the whole meetup was pretty cool. And after that, we did split up because we had to go back to the resort and get ready for the next meetup, which was California Grill, one of our favorite places to go.
And it was our first time.
You had never been there? Yep. What did you have?
I had the filet. It was quite good. However, I have to say the lobster bisque was amazing.
That's what I heard. I wish I had ordered that.
I would literally go to California Grill for the sweet tea. The sweet tea is amazing. They bring you a small tray with packets of sugar, and then they give you a small little pitcher of cane syrup.
It's awesome.
Amazing. Excellently brewed, excellently sweetened with a little bit of lemon. Perfection. That made my whole night. It was wonderful. But the lobster bisque, it was fantastic. It was delicious.
Can I ask you a question? Hmm. Okay, whenever we go there, we order the filet. I'd say most of us get our steak cooked incorrectly. Was yours cooked right? Because mine was kind of
mine was cooked to perfection.
How'd you order yours?
I order mine medium well with a warm pink center.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either. Is that like medium well?
Kind of.
It's the little bit of char on the outside, but still with a little bit of pink on the inside.
Hmm. That sounds like how I want mine. And I, in fact, last time we were there, prior to this, I specifically said medium to medium well because I want exactly what you described and didn't get it.
What'd you get this time?
Yep.
Last time I got well done.
What'd you
this
get this time?
I got raw. I got
yours
rare.
Yours probably was my steak because I got a medium rare. And
I got medium.
I ordered medium rare and I ended up getting like, I would say medium well.
Wow.
It was still good.
I ended up switching with Billy, which was great.
Yeah, that's right. Billy's
yeah,
because
yours
either.
Was totally.
Mine, I can't do red. I can do pink.
It was more red. More than red. What did you get, Lauren?
Yeah, next time ask for medium well with a warm pink center.
Mm. Okay. I like that.
Oh, and you had the cake too. Did you like your cake?
It was phenomenal.
Wow.
Dinner was fantastic.
So have we made a fan out of you there?
Yes and no. Mm. For a special occasion, yes. For every visit, no. There's okay. The cost is high. It is expensive. However, I have to say that the environment with the renovations that they just completed. Being there at sunset, it made for the perfect evening. It was truly spectacular.
Okay, so Lauren, what did you end up having?
I had what I always have. I really wasn't feeling good. I don't think you'd go by me anyway.
Yeah. Did you? You got.
I was a little bit.
You were getting under the weather.
I just wasn't. I don't think you could really go by my thoughts from that night, just because I wasn't really.
So we have less than a rave review from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bored of it, I think. You know, we've eaten there like 3 or 4 times in the last year, and I think
right.
I'm just kind of, I need to move
lot.
On to some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might be
but,
there
and
with
again,
you.
It could also be that I was not feeling good. I mean, I was really miserable that night.
Well, and I think we pushed the upper limit of how many people you should bring, because she was in the other room with a table full of people we know, and then we were in the other room, and somehow... You know, if I had
I was only mouse chatter over there.
Yeah, and she was sick, so it was kind of not the best experience for you.
Yeah, and I've told you guys this over and over. I tried to, you know, as far as splitting people up, I didn't say, okay, you go here and you go here. I took the first 10 people, sat them at the first table, and then they were actually going to do a table of 8 and then a table of 4, but they managed to get the 12 of us together, so we had 2 tables. We had a lot of people.
We did. Well, and I really, I had to share this sushi with Steve, although once I got it, it was the best thing I had ever eaten practically. And I wish I hadn't shared it with him.
Hey.
I could have sat over with you, Laura. And I guess what I'm saying is I could have sat with you and had my sushi to myself,
mm-hmm.
which I will do
And
next
you could
time.
Have had all of it to yourself. Yeah.
Exactly. Because the sharing thing was for the birds.
Yeah. She though. Really liked it. She took her first bite and it was when Harry met Sally.
I was like, oh my God, it's the best thing ever. Yeah. It was
with
good.
A group that large, I would definitely ask for that private back room.
Yeah.
To see if you could reserve the whole room.
Yeah. We didn't know.
Yeah.
But Lauren, I do kind of get what you're saying. We have been there a lot lately to the point where even Chris opted against dessert.
Yeah.
Where we just decided we'll get cupcakes in the Magic Kingdom.
And then we didn't even get cupcakes.
We didn't. But I'm always up for a good filet. I substitute the tomato risotto for mashed potatoes.
I didn't enjoy either.
You didn't like the risotto?
The risotto.
You always love that.
I really love the risotto.
See, when I first saw that Lisa had substituted mashed potatoes, I was like, ooh, I should have done that because the mashed potatoes sounded really good, but I'm glad I didn't because I really enjoyed the risotto. It was delicious.
I don't have any taste buds that night.
Yeah, it was kind of just a waste of money for you.
It was totally a waste for me.
We should have asked for a bowl of chicken soup and a blankie. Been like, send that.
That would have been perfect.
Yes.
And a box of tissues.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah. She was sick. She was sick for the whole meetup.
Lauren.
I was miserable.
But I think we should find a different place. I agree that we may have run this into the ground.
Can I just say that I'm eating there the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving with my whole family, including the kids. I will let you all know how that goes.
Yikes.
I know.
That'll be interesting. But let's figure out what our next restaurant's going to be when we do, a party of 20.
Derby.
I don't know if we're going to do a party of 20, but I think we want to go.
Well, doing that in December.
I would like to do Brown Derby because I have never done it.
You know what? The problem with Brown Derby is we need to do that as a smaller group.
Yeah.
We need to just do that with us because you can't take 20 people to Brown Derby. You'll never get seated.
No, you're right.
And you can't take 20 people to California Grill.
Do you know what a good restaurant for large groups is? And I know we're digressing, but Boma works really well. Except you didn't like the food there, Lisa. But I think, Lauren, have you eaten there?
Lisa liked the dessert.
Yeah. What's that? You just
kidding.
Like the dessert.
Yeah.
I had zebra gnomes.
Or actually, I should say Amber liked the dessert there.
You know what? She brought that up tonight. Isn't that funny?
Did she really?
She did.
Did she?
She did. Okay, so enough with California Grill for now. Let's go to another grill, Garden Grill. This is going to be Lauren and Sharpie.
As always, delicious.
Yeah, the food was good. I crashed it. Sharpie had a reservation. And my cousin and I totally crashed that reservation.
And we invited the Goodmans along, and then we extended the invitation to Lauren, and it was like, oh, I'm joining you too.
Did they have trouble?
To go from a party of two to a party of four to a party of six.
How did that work out?
It was fine.
Our seating was delayed just a little bit, like maybe 15, 20 minutes, but it wasn't bad. So the service could have been a little bit better.
It was bad. We had to ask twice. Two managers. I mean, after the food came, I saw that the potatoes and everything didn't have a lot of gravy. So I asked for a side of gravy. What, 50 minutes went by? Probably at least. And Mitch got up and Mitch went over and asked, I guess it was a manager or something. And then the manager went and got the guy. The guy finally, like 10 minutes later, brought me gravy, but he brought me gravy for meat, not gravy for
the red sauce her. Gravy. Yeah.
He brought me the red sauce, not the white sauce. So I said, oh, I needed the white sauce. And he said, oh, okay. So then he was getting more turkey and more stuffing and more this and that. And I said, could you not wait for that and bring that out now so I can eat? Because now it's like 25 minutes.
Right.
Another 10 minutes goes by, still no gravy. So now I get up and I find the manager. And the manager goes in the kitchen, gets gravy, and comes back. Literally 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And the guy comes back.
2 minutes
from
the time Laura left the table.
Yeah, like it was. I was just like, "You've got to be kidding me!"
And he's got an automatic gratuity now
because it's six people.
Yep.
But so I waited a good 30 minutes, probably, for gravy that was sitting in a pot in the other room.
Right.
Well, and everybody was almost done eating by the time we got.
Do they have? This is dumb because I've never been there. Do they have characters there? I know they do. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Chip and Dale, Pluto and Mickey.
And
Big
they have such
himself.
Great character interaction.
Because it's such really a smaller, like, it's a smaller restaurant.
Yeah, and like Mickey sat down the table below us. Mickey just sat down at the table and was kind of like hanging out with them.
I'm playing rock, paper, scissors with the kids.
Yeah, it was really cute. They have really good character interaction at that one.
Yeah, Chip and Dale stopped by, what, three times?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I was hoping they were going to bring
it. It was great. We got tons of pictures.
Yeah, bring me some gravy, Chip.
Gravy delivered by Chipmunks.
That would be awesome, actually.
That would have been funny.
Yeah, so it's the if people don't know where it's at, it's the Garden Grill. It's over in Epcot, and it's at the top of the Land Pavilion, and it's and it rotates.
I go by it all the time. I just never have eaten there.
Well, and that restaurant also boasts the farm fresh food.
Oh, that's right.
Because
a lot of the food comes from the Land Pavilion, the salads and stuff like that.
Now, it's not a buffet where you go up to the buffet. It sounds like it's more like, is it like Whispering
Family
Canyon where they bring, and you just all share.
Yeah, you get
and it's
turkey,
a good amount.
Turkey stuffing, gravy, mashed potatoes, what roast beef.
Oh my God, that butter with the sea salt and the honey.
Oh, it's orange blossom honey butter with sea salt.
Oh my God, it's so good.
And
I could have just had a basket of that. In fact, I think I did. That's what I was kind of keeping up on while everybody was eating.
Don't you think that generally Disney has the best servers? So when you have bad service, it's a total anomaly, I think. Or at least I hope.
I don't agree.
They have great servers.
Some places do. I think other places.
I've never had bad service there.
No, I have never had bad service anywhere on property, ever.
I think
I've had bad service
servers,
on property.
Your best servers are always going to jockey for a position at a signature restaurant because of higher tips.
Well, yeah. And I've had, California Grill spoils you because they're awesome. But I just never had to have bad service there ever.
Well, we've had lackluster servers at Kona, I think.
Kona.
Ohana. And I'm thinking Boma.
We've had bad service at Ohana, too.
No, Boma, I've been okay.
Yeah, Ohana was kind of average at least once.
Remember, Ohana, we waited 40 minutes for a drink?
Yeah.
Remember that?
We had good service at Ohana this time. Great.
So okay. It sounds like there's problems with getting some of the food out, and then but if that would have been okay, it would have been a nice experience.
Yeah. I'm going to go there now, just because of the butter. Thanks, guys.
So they serve, and it's lunch and dinner only, right? And they're both character?
No, it's just dinner, 5 o'clock.
Oh, it's just dinner
only.
All right, so it's dinner
only.
Did they used to do lunch?
Now, wait a minute. I just made a reservation for 4 o'clock.
It should start at 5. I think first reservation should be 5.
Mm-mm. I mean, yesterday I made a reservation for 4. Well, because you can also do this in conjunction with the
candlelight illumination.
No, the rock, the
Eat to the Beat.
Eat to the Beat, yeah.
Oh, Eat to the Beat.
Thank you. I'm thinking Rock the Universe, which is Universal. Sorry. Booked a reservation for Eat to the Beat in conjunction with a reservation at Garden Grill. So they'll be given passes when they are done with dinner, which will get them into a specified showtime over at the American Gardens Pavilion Theater. So, with some guy I didn't know, but that's okay. They had Night Ranger when we were there.
Yes. Didn't you want to go listen to Sister Christian?
The only song I knew.
Because you're motoring? I never knew what that song was about. I was like, this is the dumbest song ever.
I don't know. I never paid attention.
I did. I tried
yeah,
to analyze
had,
the lyrics.
They had Smash Mouth on Monday night.
Did they really? I don't even remember what they sang.
Yep. I don't know.
Hey there, you
might as well be walking
star.
On the sun.
I don't know.
I just had a flashback of the 90s.
Okay.
Because, you know, somebody, I think it was your wife, Chris, it was actually your wife who said, I feel old. She did. She said, I feel old because Smash Mouth is playing.
Yeah. That was her Facebook status. That's she was like, funny. Yeah, that's, yeah.
I'm like, okay, go
throw
ahead.
Throwback to a bygone era.
Feel old, 30-year-old girl. Go ahead.
And then the Accidentally in Love from, I think they included that in Shrek.
Yes.
Yep.
Did.
And they played that. It was great.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, leaving Garden Grill, we're going to head over to Jelly Rolls. Sharpie, who went with
Jelly
you?
Rolls was amazing. This was our second visit there. Jelly Rolls is 21 and over. Currently, the cover charge is $12. They open at 7 p.m. And they are open until 2 a.m. Dueling Piano Bar. Any song that you can possibly think of, requested. Anything.
I need to go
anything
there.
Anything from Schoolhouse Rock to the Zac Brown Band. Current stuff. Yeah.
You know what? So I think Lisa and I could, I think you could and I could stump that guy, the piano guy, don't you? We could come up with something weird.
You would have a tough time doing it.
Mm-mm. We could do it. Because we have like obscure musical knowledge
and taste.
Yes. You're a rock star, Lisa.
Yeah. Because there are three pianists that kind of rotate in and out two at a time. So there's always two on stage. Just an incredible show. I mean, they totally feed off the energy from the crowd. There were a couple of people up dancing the night that we were there. The time before that we had gone was in early December, so one of the lower attendance periods for the Walt Disney World Resort, and there was only about a crowd of 20 there that night. But this past Sunday night, there were at least 100 or so people in there.
Oh, wow.
Great drinks, pretty reasonably priced drinks. They had the Zombie Land, which was in like a double size, like red solo cup for like $12. The type of drink that you could very easily order two of and then have the room spinning in just a matter of a couple minutes. Great drinks, well mixed. Delicious. The popcorn, they keep popcorn coming to your table, so lots of fun, because the performers, the pianists, they ham it up. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. So if you are with a 21 and over crowd, specifically like convention business, stuff like that, honeymoon couples, go to Jelly Rolls. You will have a fantastic evening. And for two $12 cover charges, $24 plus a couple drinks, you're going to have a great evening.
Is it like a bunch of tables and you just sit there and then the piano people are up on a stage or what?
I'll find a picture.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of tiered.
I've never been
there's
there.
Like an upper outside ring, and then there's the lower floor seating. We were like two tables back from the stage, or we were at the second table back from the stage. Fantastic. The first time that we had gone there, my wife and I, we were both wearing our Santa, Mickey, and Minnie hats, and they heckled us all night long for being Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus. So just kind of be prepared for a little bit of heckling. There were probably five women there celebrating their birthdays in different groups. They pulled them all up and did a kind of a cool little thing with them. But oh my gosh, so much fun. So good laughs. We were there till just a little bit after midnight. Just great time. The first drink that I ordered was a root beer float, with no ice cream and no root beer. it was root beer, vodka, and creme de cacao and something else. I can't remember what else was in there, but it was phenomenal. Great drink. Good. The last time we were there, like I said, it was early December. Jesse ordered a drink called the Gingerbread Man. Little did we know that it was actually a shot, but it tasted exactly like gingerbread. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Very cool drinks.
I have been wanting to go there for years. Years, yeah, I tell
bad.
You. Because that's my kind of thing. I used to go to Howl at the Moon, Church Street Station, and so much fun. And,
yep, lots of fun. You know, and then all of a sudden they break into a Disney medley. Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Whole crowd singing Let's Go Fly a Kite.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
It was fun.
It's got to go on the list.
We'll do it. Maybe for our next meetup,
that would be mouse chat.
That is a great idea. Mouse chat meetup, jelly rolls. Oh, I love it.
That's a perfect idea, actually.
It's fun, and it's cheap, and it's fun. Oh, and there's drinking.
I'm in.
We could totally do a mouse chat drinking game, and every time one of our requests gets played, Chris Wood has to take a shot.
Wow. Yeah, I would be down.
I love that.
You don't want to see that. No.
I think they do want to see that.
Yeah, it's never
going
to
happen. Let's find out. Let us know if you want to see that.
It'll never happen. If you put cupcakes in there instead of alcohol, I'm all over those cupcakes.
All right.
I'm sure they could produce some cupcake-flavored drinks for you.
Yeah. Not good.
They can come up with gingerbread.
Exactly. Yep.
Cool. Lauren, do you have anything new to report on Mickey's Not So Scary?
No, my only thing with Mickey's Not So Scary was I did do the villains dance party in Diamond Horseshoe, and I thought it was lame.
Oh.
They had Cruella De Vil came out once. The stepmother and the stepsisters came out. Then they have two other obscure villains, nobody that's really popular, that come out. I don't know. I just think if they're going to do a villains thing like that, they really should do like some more popular villains.
Okay.
Yeah,
like I didn't think it was really, I don't know. I actually like the Woody and Jesse one better personally. And what else did we? I also
didn't
notice a lot
up.
Of characters out. No.
Didn't you dress? Okay.
But I didn't notice a lot of characters out either. Seven Dwarfs were out. They're always out. But I didn't see any. And we walked around the whole night. I didn't see any other unique characters. You know how you usually see some different characters? I didn't see anybody.
Oh.
One of the most memorable
we had a great time.
Sherpy.
I was going to say, one of the most memorable photos from our honeymoon was with Tweedledee and Tweedledum at the Not-So-Scary Halloween party. That was lots of fun.
But I've seen Tweedledee and Tweedledum regular days, too.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them by the teacups.
Yeah, I see them. They're over there a lot. And in fact, I have pictures of Alyssa and Amber with them. But yeah, I thought they didn't. I mean, the parade was phenomenal. Hallowishes was phenomenal. Everything else was great. But I was a little disappointed with that new. I was kind of excited to go see that. I thought it was going to be, the stepsisters and the stepmother, they're always out. I didn't think that was a unique character for the villains dance party.
Not new. It's not unique, but it's not a bad one.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I
expected too much. Do you get better access at the party to the, like, because I know that it's always a line for the stepsisters. Yeah.
I mean, you know, they were dancing on the floor with everybody.
But was
so
yours,
it was just like the normal dance parties.
Okay. Was yours a sold out night or was it not sold out?
It was not sold out.
Okay. Because I think that makes a big difference too. If it's sold out, I don't really want to be there.
No, I mean, and we literally walked onto Space Mountain twice and it was a 10-minute wait.
That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, Mine Train was a 70-minute wait the whole night, but that's to be expected.
Crazy.
But yeah, we were able to get on Big Thunder. We were able to get on Space Mountain. Nothing else had to wait.
It's insane how Seven Dwarfs, you can't get a fast pass for it, and it's just, the lines just don't go down. I'm so sad. Wow. I get to ride it. Did any of us ride it besides Lauren last time?
No.
Y'all didn't ride it? Okay.
It was impossible.
Jesse and I rode it Friday? I think it was Friday that we rode it. Mm-hmm. And that was actually our first ride on it. We had we hadn't been there since it opened.
So we didn't get your review.
It's a nice ride. It's cool. Not necessarily a great replacement for the old Snow White Dark Ride. And I have affectionately dubbed the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train Coaster as the Nutcracker, because the way they chose to to design the lap restraint for guys who have larger legs. By the time you get your legs,
you're going with the larger legs story, huh, Sharpie? Uh-huh.
By the time you get your legs far enough together and pull the restraint down, you are pretty much pinned in there in pain for the duration of the ride.
Poor Sharpie.
You know what? Yeah. This is the thing I love about
our listener Jesse. Our listener Jesse will completely agree with this, that ride is also that it's a nutcracker.
Okay, I don't need to hear it from Jesse. I don't need to hear it from you.
I need to hear it from Steve. Steve, did you have that problem on that ride? Because your legs are like four
Steve
inches longer than the other boys
and beanpole thin.
Yeah. See, I can't sit straight, so I have to angle myself in there. So I didn't have that problem.
So is it uncomfortable for you, though?
It's okay. I mean,
do you know what? There's no leg room, because I'm as short as can be, and I have to, I'm like, geez, my knees are almost up here.
Yeah, so that's the thing with that ride. It's very tight.
It's the Nutcracker.
I agree that it's tight. I noticed that the first time I rode it.
This is what I love about Sharpie, because, like, you know,
I did not expect this.
No, he is so straight-laced, and I won't repeat what he said when he came up to the meetup, but he said something, like, totally off the wall, and I'm standing there dying. And he does that a lot. He'll just be like, 90% of the time he's straight-laced, this like wholesome, you know, milk drinking kind of guy. And then other 10%, you're just like, what did he say? It's very funny.
Yeah, I go there.
Yes. Well,
evidently
you did.
From time to time.
The Nutcracker. That's the best.
Yeah. Wow. The Seven Dwarfs Mine Train Nutcracker.
Can you leave this in, Steve? I think it's pretty darn funny. That's the Nutcracker.
I recognize it. Yeah, it was a wonderful rendition.
Thank you.
Yeah, quite nice.
There's your Tchaikovsky for the night. Thank you. Okay.
You can check off that. Maybe. You can check that off your list.
Is it Tchaikovsky? Yeah.
Okay.
Never mind.
Chris, thank you. All right. I have one more thing on our list for tonight, and that's the Chase Lounge. And it sounds like Chase Lounge, but it's the Chase Lounge.
It'd be nice if it was the Chase Lounge, because then you could really relax.
That'd be
if
nice.
The Chase
all that
Lounge
free Diet
only
Coke.
Had
yeah. Kind of funny
Chase
that way.
Lounges, that would be nice.
Yeah, so the Chase Lounge.
I'd never been up there.
So it's food and wine, and it's over in the American Pavilion, and you have to have a Chase credit card to get access to it. And they let, I don't know, maybe 8 to 10 people up on a card. We had a big group, and we had to have two cards to get up.
It's nice. It's a nice little break. It's air conditioned. It's cozy up
there. It's a lot of flights. You go up like 3 flights?
Yeah, you have to earn that Diet Coke.
Yeah, there's three flights of stairs. And they have the Coke freestyle machines up there.
Which is the best thing ever.
Yeah, so you can mix, get whatever drink you want. And it's, you know, if it's a hot day, you're walking around Epcot, it's a nice way to take a break. Get in the air conditioning, sit at the table, have a free drink.
Do you know what? The cups
were
smaller this year.
There wasn't a long line. Like, normally there's a long line to get in there.
Well, I saw the queue line. I'm like, what?
The whole weekend there weren't long lines. Really.
People what? Wait to go in there?
Where were you?
I didn't think the weekends were, the lines were bad. Like, I got my, you know, like, and I think I ate, I know 100% I ate at least 3 times what everyone else ate at those food booths.
You did eat quite a bit.
I did. I pretty much stopped everywhere, and I had done it like twice before, so I was having the whole experience this year. And I don't recall waiting for anything except Puerto Rico, where you got those plantains. Really was a bit long, which is
oh,
weird.
And I got
that
the...
was a really cool pavilion, though.
Did you like it? What did you get there?
I didn't get anything. I just liked the look of the pavilion.
Oh, it did look good. So we had plantains, and Lisa, what did you get there?
I got. My version of it is
that's
like
right.
A salsa pot roast.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
It was
On rice. And it was good. I don't know what they officially called it, but I mean, that's essentially what it was. It was a salsa pot roast. It was very good with just a little side of white rice.
Could we go ahead and say what our number one favorite, and I know at least this was, our number one favorite from Food and Wine this year?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Go ahead, Lisa.
It's got to be the apricot donut.
The Berliner?
I don't know. It was an apricot donut.
That's what it's called. It's like a jelly-filled donut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. Oh, my gosh, it was so good. Go ahead.
What pavilion was it? Germany?
I think yes. It was.
Yeah, it was Germany. Yeah.
I mean, if it's a Berliner, it's, yeah.
It could be Austria. I don't know.
All right, Chris.
Okay, so I have actually a couple favorites because, like, seriously, I did try a lot of stuff. I enjoyed the Berliner. I thought it would have been better if it had been fresher, but I had about three of them. And
yeah,
I also
must have been awful.
I know. It was still good. I mean, it's hard to turn down a donut. And, you know, in
especially if your name is Chris.
I know, right? Exactly.
What are they,
Lauren?
Like $3.50 a piece?
Lauren, how many times in your life have we been on the phone and I've been like, I need a donut? So anyway, they were fantastic.
Too many to count.
Exactly. That and Chick-fil-A biscuits. But let's not
talk
about that.
And a Diet Coke.
Exactly. I have my habits. But I have to say the best thing I had was probably the lacquered pork belly from Brazil. It was so good. It had like a little black bean kind of puree on the bottom, some cilantro chopped on top. Steve didn't seem to like it.
Mm. It was okay.
Yeah.
I liked Food and Wine this year overall, I think, better. It was packed, but the lines were really quick, or the lines were fairly short. And they had, you know, four people working a register, a bunch of people working the food, so
it moved quickly.
It moved really. It was very well done. So I didn't feel like I was waiting in line forever, at least everything I did. And then my favorite thing was the beer. And I don't even really drink a lot of beer.
Grapefruit?
Yeah, because they had a bunch. They have a craft beer place in the old Odyssey restaurant with a ton of different beers you can try there. And then over by kind of close to Germany, before you get to Germany, on the left over there is a pavilion that has 8 different beers, and you can get a sampler of 4. So I got a sampler of 4, and you get
two different flights.
Yeah, so you get a beer flight of 4 beers for $9, and you get a decent amount in each one, and mm-hmm. That's about what I'm going to pay for a beer anyways.
Those were like 5-ounce cups.
Yeah, that's a decent amount, and you get to taste some unique beers while you're eating around the world. It was fun.
Okay, Lauren?
Mine would have to be Poland. Let's see, and pierogies. Oh. That was really, really good.
I had that too. Those caramelized onions.
It was good.
Yeah. Cool. Those are excellent. Did you have that like vodka slushy or whatever? Wasn't there an apple slush there?
I tasted that. Terry got it.
Was it
was
good?
Okay. Yeah, it had like a nutmeggy taste to it.
Huh.
Or a cinnamon, something. It had some kind of a seasoning to it. It was good. Yeah. But I just tasted it.
Sharpie.
Oh, I had two favorites. One was the frozen apple pie drink. Once again, frozen drinks, you know me, from Poland. It was quite delicious. Tasted like apple pie. It had, a cinnamon apple vodka in it. It was quite delicious. The other one was the Stuckanudeln from Germany. ham and noodle dish. Very, very good. It's kind of what we in America would consider to be a casserole, but very, very flavorful. Lots of great ingredients. And then I would have to give an honorable mention to the lobster Alfredo in the America Pavilion. So it was quite delicious.
Oh, I didn't try that.
Speaking of American Pavilion, can I tell you the dud I had was the slider at the American Pavilion. It was terrible. It was awful.
What kind of slider?
Mm. It was just a Kobe beef slider with pimento cheese. It was awful. Skip it.
You liked your pimento cheese.
Mm, I love pimento cheese.
You got that at the new beer place.
Yes.
The craft beer place.
That was
good.
And nobody
that
would
so
eat
spicy.
It.
Spicy. It was so spicy. My mouth was on fire.
Yeah, everyone was complaining about it. Mm. It was delicious. Can I just point something out before we close the show, Lisa, because I think it's important in light of Sharpie's recent comments. I made spice nuts and Steve was eating them during the show. So, well, there's like a nut theme going on. Nutcracker, spice nuts. I don't know.
Two nuts do not a theme make.
We should have talked more about nuts earlier.
Okay.
All right.
Should shake the tree a little harder next time.
I guess so.
He put them far away from me so I can't have any too.
Okay.
All right.
So, again, I want to thank all of the listeners that were able to come to the meetup. Some came for all of it. You guys are troopers.
are awesome fans.
Seriously. Yep.
They are awesome. We love our fans. Great, great, great people.
And this was Sharpie's inaugural meetup.
It was. And we didn't do anything to him.
Not yet. We didn't haze yet.
Yeah. No. Why did we forget that? Lauren, you were supposed to bring the paddle.
I was in charge of hazing and I forgot.
I know, because she was sick. She was 10% less evil.
I really lucked out.
I hope all of you guys got some time with Sharpie, because I didn't get that much time with both of the Sharpies. But, you know, it's funny. You go to these and you have to spread yourself out, and you want to talk to this person, that person, and you just jump in here to there. And I didn't get to see Lauren much. Chris and Steve were always off skipping through the tulips. And Sharpie, you know, I didn't get to spend a whole lot of time with any one individual, but it was cool to hop around and talk to people. And you guys are awesome.
You got to ride down and back with me. Was that not enough time with me?
Oh, my gosh. 8 hours in the car twice.
Yeah.
It was something.
So how many times did you stop to take her muzzle off?
You know what? I kept pointing out all the unsavory billboards all the way up and down.
Yeah, she did.
I'd be like, look, Lisa, it's only 5 more miles.
All right. So that note, I'm going to wrap up the show. I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you have questions or comments for us, send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. You can download our shows 2 different ways. You can go to iTunes, or you can go over to mousechat.net and download them there. Please join us again next time on Mousechat.